This is episode 47 with Manny Palomo.
Welcome to the As Told by Nomads podcast, where you'll learn how nomads, third culture kids, entrepreneurs, and leaders all over the world embrace their global identity and use their difference to make a difference. And now, having lived on four different continents, here's your host, Tayo Roxon.
Welcome, everybody. Today I have with me Manny Palomo of Spondulic. And we're going to talk about small business and diversity in small business and just different ways, you know, brands are building businesses basically in the U.S. today. Welcome to the show, Manny.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So talk to me about your background. Tell me a little bit about yourself and why you started Spondulic and sort of the journey.
Sure. So, you know, growing up, I've always been interested in numbers and, you know, just how numbers work in terms of, you know, providing businesses with capital. Pretty much, you know, doing something that could benefit others out there. And, you know, kind of worked in the investment banking field for a little bit. And then I went into this lending field, which is pretty interesting. Whereas within, you know, investment banking or just banking in general, it's not as personal. But, you know, when you're talking to, in terms of what we do here at Spondulic, you know, in terms of when you're talking to a business owner and he's happy about, you know, the fact that, you know, you just gave him 10 grand or 20 grand and he just expanded his cafe, business is up 100%. You know, there's a feeling you get from that. Yeah. And it's cool to have that relationship with people. Some of them we meet, some of them we don't meet, but it's kind of like it's all family. And that's what's cool about it. You know, it's the gift of giving.
Right. And so you basically fell in love with that as you started, you know, I guess you fell into the lending business and then You saw that the giving aspect was there and that sort of became contagious for you.
Yeah, it's real contagious, man. I mean, it's something where it's like, you know, you can sit at a desk all day and, you know, someone can, you know, work at a bank or something and give you an application and it takes 2 weeks. But, you know, when you got a connection with someone and you can provide capital to them within a day or two and have a personal relationship where you know them on a personal level to the point that they're like family. I mean, it's so cool, man. You know, we have people that call us up every day, see how we're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, we know their kids. Some of them had kids recently. You know, it's a connection, man, and it's what's cool. It's actually that's how our business is growing via word of mouth.
Yeah, I love it. So now, when you start to, you know, build these relationships, I'm just curious, mm-hmm. how do you build these relationships, and what type of people usually reach out to you?
So it's a great question. You know, it comes from various different. You know, we get customers or I should say clients from various different ways. And, you know, some of it is via word of mouth in terms of people that, you know, we've worked with previously, that they love the relationship that we provide. And, you know, they say, hey, listen, you know, we know these guys at Spondulic, give them a call. They could definitely help you out. Or, you know, via some marketing that we do, very minimal marketing. But to be honest with you, 95% of everything we do is word of mouth. We believe in, you know, growing organically and, you know, it's pretty cool, man. It's an interesting way as to how we're growing now.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. A lot of the people that we have on As Told by Nomads, a lot of them come from different backgrounds, and they always mm-hmm. talk about, you know, the benefit that we can have from working together, what's diversity, and just sharing that culture awareness. I'm just curious as to your thoughts of how much diversity you've seen in the businesses that you work with, just because, you know, I know America's a melting pot, and just mm-hmm. we're becoming more of a global mosaic, and I'm always curious as to how, you know, people from different backgrounds work together and just what you're seeing from your end.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting, you know, in terms of a melting pot, you know, I guess as an industry as a whole, you know, it's becoming more diverse, not as diverse as I would like to see it. Mm-hmm. You know, for us in terms of how we hire, you know, we're like a crayon box, so it's like we've got like different backgrounds, nationalities, you know, that's how we hire, you know, because I believe that, you know, every different culture brings something new to the table. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of the clients we deal with, I mean, it's pretty obvious they come from diverse backgrounds from all over the country. So, you know, our approach is a lot different. You know, I wish our approach was the approach of, I guess, an industry as a whole. But, you know, I do see things changing, you know, in terms of different backgrounds, nationalities, you know, becoming more, being hired into the industry. Mm-hmm. But I would still say that there's a long way to go. It's kind of like, you know, you look at Silicon Valley in terms of what's going on in terms of diversity. There's a big push to become more diverse in the tech field. Mm-hmm. In banking, it needs to become more diverse. There's a lack of diversity.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's very apparent. So, you know, hopefully as time changes, maybe we could be a trendsetter for that. You know, we're cool over here, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
No, I'm right with you there, brother. So now you were talking about your entrepreneurship journey. Mm-hmm. And I deal with a lot of entrepreneurs. I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I'm always curious as to, you know, like, when people are starting business, what do you think is the biggest thing that holds them back?
You know, I think it's a will to, it's a fear, man, you know, and, you know, I got this thing, you know, it's, you know, I'm a kind of crazy. Everybody knows I'm crazy here. You know,
you have to be a little crazy sometimes, yeah, don't you think? I think so.
I'm crazy. I'll tell everybody. I mean, like, I can be talking about one thing and then change the subject in 2 seconds. But, you know, I think everyone has this fear. You know, there's I have this thing where anyone can have an idea. Everyone has an idea in this world. But there's only certain people that are able to execute on an idea. So we all know that person where it's like, hey, I got an idea. But, you know, it takes a certain individual to execute. And in order to execute, there's risk that's involved. And you have to be willing to take those risks. And sometimes those risks may be big. You know, you may be single and, you know, wanting to take on a job, but you may have, you have a love for what you want to do. And it may be passing up that job. You may be, you know, you may have kids. You may have a family. You may have a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to move. Mm-hmm. It's all about risk. And entrepreneurship is all about risk. You got to be willing to be 100% and can't half-ass it, man. You got to be in it to win it.
Okay.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, there's a saying that I always love saying is like, he who says he can or he who says he can't are mm-hmm. both usually right. You know, because it's always like that saying is like, you know, 12 years down the line, you know, I wish I had done that when I was in high school because I had this great idea. But then you always ask them, well, why didn't you do it? Well, so, you know, because I wanted to have, you know, I didn't have the security. It was a little too risky. And, you're pointing that out right now. It's always like, go big or go home. And a lot of what I've learned in entrepreneurship is even if you fail, you learn a lot, right? And those mistakes help you, whether it's with the next business or maybe even with some way that you can better that current business that you're actually working on. So,
yeah, no, it's true, man. It's definitely true. Definitely true.
Yeah. So now, have you seen that there's a common theme when it comes to success in small business? Or do you think it's dependent on the industry or the individual business?
You know, I think there's a lot of factors when it comes to a successful small business. You know, one is you got to be a little crazy, I think.
Crazy, yes.
Because let's put it this way, man, when you're running a small business, chances are, you know, unless you got mommy and daddy money or a big trust fund, you're taking a big risk. So it's about the will to succeed, man. You know, it's about, you know, it's interesting. Some of the people we talk to and some of the people I know personally, they have a cafe, and when you go get that cup of coffee in the morning at that cafe, most of the time, you know, you talk to the people, you know who they are, and you're like, hey, John, you know, hey, Sally, thanks for the cup of coffee. It's always great. But what we don't know is that John and Sally are working from 5 a.m. in the morning till 11 at night.
Right.
And it's about that drive that you're married to your business, and that's how a business is going to succeed. If you're not married to your business, it's not going to succeed in any way. And I truly believe in that. Because it's all about sacrifice. In order to be successful in any small business, you got to sacrifice, man. And really what that comes down to is time. If you're not willing to sacrifice time, it's not going to work.
Hmm. Okay, so someone out there is listening, but I want to have a family. Mm-hmm. I want to have, you know, I want to be able to have a good work-life balance. I want to be able to do, you know, have time for people and see my kids' soccer games. What would you say to him or her?
You know, it's a nutcracker for me, man. That's a tough one. You look at a lot of successful people, you know, who run these great companies now and things like that. And, you know, the downfall a lot of times of in order to get over that hurdle to take your startup or small business to the next level, a lot of times there is sacrifice. I believe this, you know, if you have a family, you know, it's tough because, you know, you're trying to manage family life and at the same time your business life. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you have the will to succeed and try to balance things out or try to structure your business where you can try to work around both family and business, mm-hmm. there's a way that it could work. You know, I know for me, myself personally, I ran into situations where, you know, relationships just wouldn't work because of where my head was in terms of business. Mm-hmm. But that's a sacrifice that I had to make. Mm-hmm. You know, was it always good in the beginning to make that sacrifice? You know, no. But there's a certain determination I have in order to take it to the next level.
Yeah,
but no, it's tough, man. It's tough. I tell you that.
No, yeah, you know, I can hear how tough it is because it's something that sometimes I wrestle with. But I mean, right mm-hmm. now it's I'm in the phase where, you know, I'm able to be quote unquote selfish with my time. But mm-hmm. one of the things that when I talk to entrepreneurs is that I hear is that they put systems in place, so they have times where, you know, things work, and then they just have times where they shut things off. So this is not necessarily something that works for every entrepreneur, but mm-hmm. some of them have said, you know, they just have to have that you know, that balance where they see the kids from this time to this time and do that for that time, but then mm-hmm. once this time is on, you know it's that you know, that they're making sure they're effective. And then you have people like you know, when Tim Ferriss first came out with the 4-hour work week, that was essentially what he was talking about with the systems mm-hmm. and putting it in place where you have certain things working for you and using the online platforms to be able to set your businesses to automate where and be able to do whatever you want. So I'm always sure. curious, you know, when I'm talking to other small business owners and just thinking about, you know, different ways you can do that. Because, I mean, I'm not at that phase yet, but I do imagine that I will have, you know, just a little, I'll have some time as well for my mm-hmm. kids, but, you know,
it's true, man.
But, true. You know, yeah, it is.
I respect it. It's a hustle, and I respect anyone who has a family
and
is running a small business or kids, because it's a sacrifice every day, man. And a lot of times, you know, looking outside in, we don't see that, but for the person that's actually doing it, mm-hmm. a lot of respect to those individuals. Yeah.
So, okay, now trends. Let me first ask you trends. What trends have you started to notice with the small businesses right now? What do you think it's a fad? What do you think it's going to, what do you see small business world going? Because mm-hmm. I believe, honestly, and I think you probably share this belief as well, small mm-hmm. business is lifeblood of a lot of what America is, right? You know,
it is, yeah.
And then I'm just curious as to, you know, with the advent of digital media and, you know, more companies using that, do you feel like there's a certain trend going on or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think, you know, there are certain trends, I think, as to people that are opening up certain types of businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, businesses, of course, are trying to use different forms of media now, you know, in terms of, I think one of the biggest things now is crowdfunding, you know, crowdfunding a business. And, you know, trying to apply on these websites where people can give money to your business based upon a belief that they believe in your business and, you know, would like to see you grow. You know, that's a very big trend in terms of lending. You know, lending is pulling more and more away from banks. I read this thing the other day that it doesn't pay for a bank anymore to lend less than 100K. There's just no money in it for them. And so therefore, you know, small businesses are trying to find other revenue or other areas where they can actually find funding. And that's a trend that is very apparent now where, you know, the banks, they know it, that the lending market in terms of crowdfunding, these lending sites, you know, these micro loans, that's where things are going now. And I think the traditional bank, although it'll still be around in terms of small business, I think it's just not going to serve a purpose anymore. And it's slowly going toward that.
Yeah. I love it. You know, you brought up crowdfunding and I always think it's always interesting because, you know, you're actually creating your fans. So there's so many people that they've, you know, gotten rid of the middleman. I know Louis C. Clark, for example, is a comedian. Yeah. But he basically had his own website and he sold his own.
Oh, I love. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he sold his own comedy show. And I was like, what? You bought just $5? And he got a bunch of people doing that. And then, you know, he had his own business. But with crowdfunding, you sell people on the vision and the mission, right? And then, you know, whether they're buying or not, they donate according to how they feel. So, you know, I feel like the reason I was asking you with trends is I feel like with small businesses, there are many, many new forms coming up, whether it's with people building their personal brands or people being able to create some sort of online platform that sort of resonates with a select niche and then, you know, goes on from there.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yeah. Now, what about you? What do you normally do for fun? I know you're not all work. So there's gotta be something, man, that some Manny does.
I don't know if I can say all the stuff on.
Okay, the PG, the PG 13, PG 13 version.
No, for me, it's like, you know, I believe this, you know, whenever you have to have fun, man. And what I mean by that is I've learned, even from my own experience, that it's not always all work. It can't always be work. Mm-hmm. Because if it always is work, you're going to look back 20 years from now, 20 years later, you're going to look back and be like, wow, I've just been working my entire time. I haven't enjoyed life. So for myself, you know, I'm a big whiskey drinker. So, you know, I like to drink whiskey. I like to go upstate, you know, by an hour and a half away. Get to the mountains, you know, get away from the concrete jungle a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like to travel, man. Like to see, you know, it's hard to travel now outside of the country just because of work, but there's other states that are close by that I love to travel to and see culture and food and things like that. So, you know, just like to be active. And there's a whole world out there. Even here in New York, I mean, people just stay here in Manhattan, but there's a whole five boroughs, man, and a whole state.
Yeah, you know? Exactly right. Yeah, there's, you know, Queens, Brooklyn, upstate, everywhere, and there's so many other things to explore. Yep. All right, okay, so you know, you got some little whiskey. You go out up there,
old town. And I take my whiskey neat, not on the rocks.
Take it. Okay, fine. Okay, I mean, I have a feeling your movies are going to be very New York centric. But if I had to ask you what your favorite movies are, what would you say?
Wow, my favorite movies, good one, man. Poof. You know, Godfather 1 and 2.
Oh, you're speaking my language, man.
Yeah, man. Godfather 3, nobody cares about that.
Nobody cares about Scorsese.
I mean, man, there's so many, there's so many great movies, man. I'm trying to think, you know, I saw that movie Sniper. That was pretty good.
Yeah, Mark.
In terms of the acting, politically, you know, the message is kind of, interesting, you know, it could go either way, but in terms of the acting, it was amazing. Wow, I mean, there's some.
I think you're good with the Godfather 1 and 2. You know,
yeah, man,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, I think the reason I was asking about, you know, your personal life as well is because it's always interesting in the life of an entrepreneur. You know, just to be able to get that inside view as to, you know, what they do, because you said, you know, sometimes you just need to unwind.
And Wall Street 1, definitely one of my favorites with my
Wall family. Street.
Wall Street 1 with Michael Douglas.
Yeah, I knew it. Charlie, you were just going to be in New York. I knew it was just going to be New York movies.
It's just gritty New York in the 80s, man. Hardcore. No fluff. You know.
Okay.
Down to the ground, man.
All right. Fine. Fair enough. Well, what's your favorite food?
Wow. Steak, man. Medium rare, man.
Medium rare.
If I can survive, you know, if I can survive on steak alone, life would be great. I wish the doctor could say, you know what, Manny? You need to eat more steak. So you could be a little more healthier. You need to get that steak medium rare.
I was just about to say, I don't know if the doctors are going to be pretty proud of saying,
yeah,
you want to live on steak.
I'm living in a fantasy world right now.
No, but this is good. So, okay, so what's coming up with Spondulic, and what can we look for? Where can we find out more about you?
Well, what's coming up for Spondulic? Well, we got open bar tonight, so we're going to get twisted. No, I'm just kidding. you know, you got to have a little bit of fun with it, man, when you're working. You know, for Spondulic right now, you know, we're getting ready to do, you know, we're doing small little marketing things here and there, but I would say within 2 weeks, we're about to do a massive marketing campaign to really get the public familiarized with what we do, and, you know, really let people get an idea of, you know, how we're different, our approach to not only just lending to small business, but our approach to just life in general.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In terms of the articles that the wonderful Brittany, who we have here, writes, and the stuff that Alex does. I mean, just, you know, there's different aspects to this business besides just lending.
Okay. And the website is what?
Spondulic. SPONDULIC.com.
Okay. Do you have any other pages we can reach you at, or?
Yeah, Spondulic.com is where you can reach me. We're going to be doing a lot of social media. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep you up to date in terms of different, you know, the ladies are getting on me. They're like, Manny, you need to get LinkedIn. Manny, you need to do this. And I'm like, okay.
You do need to get LinkedIn.
Yeah. I'm a little old school, so now I'm like, they're getting me into it. So I should have all that stuff up and running within a week.
Okay. All right. And then, well, before I let you go, how do you use your difference to make a difference?
Man, you know, a lot of touching things have happened in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Really just seeing someone smile, man, at the end of the day, that you helped, whether it be a friend, a family, a stranger, Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, life is good, man. We got first world problems here. You know, we talk about the issues that we worry about every day. And, you know, I look at it now and it's like, you know what? Life is good. I got first world problems, not third world problems.
Right.
So at the end of the day, I'm worrying about what shoes I should wear, or, you know, I don't like this coat. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's a first world problem. So in the end of the day, at the end of the day, if I could just put a smile on my face, whether it's a young kid, a grown up, someone my age or older or younger, that's all that matters, man. I mean, there's more to life than just work and money. And I mean that when I say that.
Just putting a smile on people's faces, huh?
That's it, man.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Manny, for, you know, spending some time with us. I know we had some technical difficulties initially, but I'm glad
that's cool, man. That's tech world we live in, man.
Yeah. No, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. And, I can't wait to get this out. And, thank you, Brittany, and everybody that made this happen.
Cool. Thanks a lot, Teo.
You've just been listening to the As Told by Nomads podcast. For more ways to use your difference to make a difference, as well as for show notes, head over to www.uidmag.com. Till next time, go out and make an impact in your world.